Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته You are listening to IRIB English Radio and you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in this studio our guest speaker, Sister Radhia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear listeners, if you remember in our last episode, we were discussing some very good issues and topics regarding upbringing, Islamic upbringing of our teenagers. So we were talking about the relationship between parents and teenagers,
exactly.
How parents should behave with their teenagers. And we were talking specifically about the criticism and advising our teenagers, and we told them, in fact, you told our dear listeners that how they have to talk and how they have to criticize their teenagers. So today we are talking about some other qualities of our teenagers. Because
Beautiful.
Teenage is such a stage that where they transform from childhood into teenage. And physically, mentally, and spiritually, it brings so many changes in their life. And when parents face these changes, unfortunately, if they are not aware of these changes, they may act wrongly.
Exactly.
And which will cause so many problems. So our parents should know how to interact with them, how to deal with them, how to deal with these problems.
Exactly, yeah.
So one of those qualities are, you know, our teenagers are very sensitive. Maybe our children, when a child is in the age of 7, 8, 9, 10, he's not very sensitive, yeah, about his, you know, toys, about his daily life chores.
He's even about his looks, yeah.
But when he turns into teenagers, he becomes very sensitive. Yeah, about his look,
yeah.
About his clothes, about his, you know,
belongings.
Fellows, belongings.
I've seen families. many times they just stand in front of the mirror, and sometimes they are just questioning about their height, about their features.
Yeah.
You know, why I have, you know, pimples on my face, and why my eyes and my nose is like that. They're not satisfied.
So my question is, how parents should deal with this problem? Should they tell them, do not spend so much time on your looks or your clothes, or is there, you know, any way how to deal with them?
Beautiful, yeah, beautiful. I remember the beautiful story of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Qanbar, yeah? So Qanbar, because he was maybe in his late teens, when they went for shopping, so what our Imam, you know, his beautiful reaction towards the shopping. When they went for shopping, look at the Imam's attention. Imam is just paying attention on the youth age of Qanbar. So it starts from teenager, yeah, and it stays till our youth age. So Imam is saying, you have to have this beautiful, chic, trendy dress, you know, compared to me, because I have done my youth age, yeah? So you are more sensitive. So that means Islam, you know, loves that kind of true sensitivity, good sensitivity, yeah, like balanced one. If a young person is more sensitive about his looks, and that is a phase, that is a temporary, duration. So we shouldn't get so much worried about his thoughts. Yeah,
no, I think it, if parents know how to deal with it, they can control this sensitivity. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if they become sensitive towards this sensitivity, so it may increase in their sensitivity.
Beautiful point.
So we have to be moderate. I think the ideal way to deal with it is to be with him.
To understand him.
To tell him that I am with you. It is your right to be sensitive about yourself, about your looks, about your belongings. When teenager sees, understands that you are with him, then he becomes calm. Then this is a good opportunity for you to deal with it. Then slowly you can control and you can tell them that how much you have to pay attention about your lookings, about your belongings. Then likewise, you can control.
Amazing point. This is a very crucial point. And, you know, that means you're just putting your feet in their shoes and you're just letting them know that we are in the same boat and we can understand your feelings.
Yeah. So we will take a short break. Inshallah, after break, we will come back.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear listeners, welcome back. We are talking about some very important issues, and we are talking specifically about the sensitivity of our teenagers. Because in this certain stage, they are very sensitive. And it is their right to become sensitive. But the problem is how parents should deal with this sensitivity.
Even knowing it. As a parent, if I know this is the normal change in their life, me, as a parent, I get so much peace in my mind. I say, oh, alhamdulillah, you know, this is normal. You know, I'm not the only one who's suffering from this problem and this change. You know, everyone is almost suffering. So even knowing it, when you're talking, because alhamdulillah, we are having our teens, you know, at our home. So when you are talking, you're telling me, I feel so good.
Why they say when you understand the question, it means you have solved the problem, 50% of that problem, yeah?
Really?
If you understand the question or understand the problem, it means half of the problem you have solved.
Beautiful.
So if parents know that this is their need of their change and need of their age, definitely it will give you a very peace of mind. Then you can deal with it without any problem. So the next quality is they are full of expectations. As an adult, we have limited expectations from each other. You know, husband is a husband from his wife, is a wife from his her husband, from their children. But in teenager, this topic is totally different. They get so much expectations from their parents, especially, you know. Each of everything, they say, it is my right, my parents should do for me. They have to put me in a very good school. They have to buy for me very good clothes. They have to give me all these, you know, requirements.
What do you think? Yeah, what is the reason why the expectation increases in this duration of life?
First of all, because this is the requirement of this change. When they turn from childhood to teenage, you know, then they think now they have become a complete human being.
Okay.
They have their own ideas.
That is the reason. Beautiful. Yeah,
yeah,
beautiful.
I think this is the main reason, because now they say that I am a complete human being. I should have my own, you know, mobile, tablet, iPad and whatever. And my parents should...
Yeah, I have to be independent, you know, totally. So no one should rule on me, you know. And sometimes I love this point that, you know, when they are disobeying us in some certain areas, that means they want to tell us, and they're giving this signal that, oh, you know, I'm adult now. I shouldn't listen to you.
Pardon me, we have to stop here. Dear listeners, let's take a short break. We will come back after the break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, "Be just between your children when granting things to them, in the same manner that you would like them to be just with you, in obedience and kindness."
Dear listeners, welcome back. We were talking about some very important qualities of our teenagers. So we were discussing about the expectations of our teenagers with our dear guest, Sister Razia Batul Najafi. So as you said, this is their requirement of their transformation, requirement of their age. So again, it depends how we deal, how parents deal about these expectations. I think, again, here we should be moderate, you know, al-i'tidal, as you said in your previous discussions. So if we understand our teenagers and if we give them this right of expectations, then we give them guidelines and tell them that what expectations you can have from us and what expectations you cannot have from us. Then I think these teenagers, because they are very intelligent, they understand everything, and they are, you know, fully adult and human being, so this can help them solve this problem, to have, you know, minimized expectations from parents.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you.
So the third quality of our teenagers is they want an ideal. Because nowadays, because of this social media, everybody follows some of role models, some of ideals. So our teenagers, they have this quality also.
I totally agree with you, because we love to follow someone that is in our, you know, nature. But when we are in teen, you know, this quality is in peak. Yeah, and always we are looking for someone, and therefore, you know, I have seen sometimes our teens, they say, "Oh, I want to become like my uncle." Yeah. Then after a few maybe months, the teenager sees some mistakes in his uncle, then he would say, no, I don't want to like become him, I don't want to be like him, you know. He or she's keep changing the role models too, yeah, because they are having all these experiments, you know, and studying and analyzing the personalities, and that is something really awesome. We should appreciate it, yeah? We should like it. And this is a very positive quality too, if we
guide them, if we manage it, you know, it is a very important quality. And through this quality, inshallah, we can guide them and we can instill the love of Ahlul Bayt, love of the infallibles in their hearts. Because they have all the qualities which our teenagers would love to have. But unfortunately, we do not give them those ideal things. So they follow their wrong
role models. Incredible, incredible. Inshallah, the next episode would be the best one because the topic is so exciting.
Dear listeners, thank you for joining our program. If you have any question, comments, or any suggestion, you can write us at englishradio@irib.ir and you can follow us on our social media, Call of Islam Radio, and you can visit our website, parstoday.com. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.